And when you're finding these houses, are you driving neighborhoods? How are you finding the homes?
Anywhere from code enforcement, driving neighborhoods, talking to people. We were crunching numbers, my former partner and I. We were realizing that 7 houses would essentially make us accidental slumlords because we didn't have the economy of scale. We were looking at California law. We ended up opening a Reg D 504 back when it was only limited to $1 million. We didn't know where we were going to go, how fast we were going to grow, or what we were going to get into. And then we went on just capital raising duty to go out and just keep buying houses and getting investors. Some people completely disagree with me, but I don't go to events to sell. I go to events to meet people. When we first started this endeavor, I was very jealously guarding where we were investing and what we were doing, right? Because some bigger fish could come in there and scoop everything up and screw us over, right? As I started talking to people, telling them what we were doing, other people would open up and they would learn more what others were looking for and what they were doing. And then I just started making those connections. How can I be of value to somebody else here? And when people come up like, what can I do for you? I don't know. We'll figure it out. This isn't the last time we're going to have a conversation. You know what I do. I know what you do. By the way, you need to talk to somebody over here and just put them together because I'm not out for me. I'm out for the collective group and I will not be left behind. Make service rather than money your goal and you will see the entire plan of your life change. You will never be left out.